This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too, thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information. All right, joining us right now, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, is with us. Hey, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi to the team. It seems strange.
Hello, world.
Hello, world, yes. And a special shout-out to Catwoman. A special Dan, you are brilliant. That's why I'm telling you, you need to be on all the time.
The professor.
That's right. He's our professor. And then also, you named a lot of the favorites, loyal people. Now, also to Flip, having his third surgery. Flip, God bless you, my friend. I tell you, I will put so much prayer into this for you this week. You will know you've been prayed for, I promise you. And people tell me that. They say, oh, I felt the strangeness. Uh-huh. You're going to, because I'm going to get all my prayer partners together for you. Flip is one that loves, he's part of the great part of the team. Okay, now, guys and gals, something I want to tell you tonight, because my heart was so moved when the captain told me that Branson, Missouri was added a week ago. The reason I didn't get to do anything or say hi is because I did two nights of shout-outs of blessings. So I want to say something about that place tonight, because and why I love that entire area, not just Branson. All right, many, many years ago, when that entire area was just bare, you know, it was just land. Corrie Ten Boom, she was a Holocaust survivor, Christian. Many of you know of her. If you don't, well, you should. You should read her books back then. Anyway, she asked the pilot to land in that area, which was just wilderness, and she had this kind of ability to hear from God. Obviously, she survived the Holocaust. And she said, you know, this bare land, this whole area, she didn't say Branson, she said this whole area is one day going to be like a center for the righteous people, for Christians. May I say that, I watched it happen. And let me tell you something. Branson became an entertainment center. Most of you know Branson. And the Lennon sisters, I could tell you thousands of names that have been
Tony
there.
Orlando, Mel
Absolutely.
Tellus.
Absolutely. They're good people. Good
the
people.
The Osmond family.
Yeah, the Osmonds are returning there. And just good people. I could name famous singers. I don't have time. So here's why I love it. Because she was correct. Not just Branson. It evolved into three other areas around there that are so to the right. So Christian, so Trump people, before Trump was cool. No, I just threw that in there. But I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I had thoughts of moving to one of the farms, and that is they started out in Branson. Their address is Branson, but they're in another area. I don't know if I should mention it on here because they're very – but anyway, they have thousands of people, and many prophets go there. and the people from Branson go there and have moved there. In fact, one of the Lennon sisters married, it just gets wild. And that's where that would be my place where I really wanted to go. They're now so well established, God said, get your prayer intercessors 24 hours around the clock up here. You're retired, and of course, wow, my heart was skipping a beat there. But God has me where he has me, that's all I can say. My heart is there, but I'm here too. But anywhere, I would never visit there, I'd stay. And I would be, but anyway, it's too much to go into. Then another place appeared. This is why I know she was accurate. It wasn't just Branson. Then there was an offshoot of the Billy Brim Ministries. And you all may not know this, but when Judge Kavanaugh was under fire, do you remember that, guys? Do you all remember that? And they were persecuting him. And that was by a lot of witchcraft against him. Billy, Dr. Brim's relatives were in that place praying in the Holy Ghost, praying against it. That's how Judge Kavanaugh won that. A lot of you didn't know that. Well, I have the book, I have the information, and I've heard her, and I've heard her daughter, I think it was her granddaughter speak. They were in there praying for the judge at every meeting. And so, yeah, prayer does help. So this really gets wild. And then someone else moved up around there. I didn't know that till recently, and it's another famous, he's a Christian author, and, you know, I can't even think of his name at the moment because there's just so many. They're all moving up in there. So actually what Corrie Ten Boom prophesied, because I think it was more of a prophecy she saw from God, is coming true. Are there bad people up there? Well, probably so, but that's why they're very carefully guarded. I know the place that I wanted to go to, you kind of have to, they check everything. Dr. Tom Horn. Tom Horn is the one most of you, you know, has a prophetic ministry. So what she said came true, and all I can say is God bless that area. By the way, one of the best TV, the Christian TV, now, they moved, there's so much happening, I can't get it all on here. They moved from Branson to, another area, which is very well run, thousands of people there, and they're established so beautifully. Anything could come, and they are safe. That's all I'm gonna say. Probably don't need to say anymore. But anyway, that's why God bless. If any of you are listening to me from Branson, God bless all of you. And you know about the places I'm talking about, I know, because some of you have visited back and forth. That I know. I won't give names because anyway, God bless you all. And I'll be praying for all of you for your health. And Flip, you've got all our prayers. And God bless you all. And God bless America. Thank you, Captain.
All righty, and we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to have a surprise telephone call from someone who we haven't spoken to in quite a while, and we're waiting for the number to ring here, and I'll be right back. Kathy, tell everybody how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by a brand new social website called Hub, H-U-B, hub.life. And, you know, social media companies, we all know, are enormous. Most of them have way too much power. People have been blocked from Facebook, Twitter, because of different situations that happen. And they block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, have loved God, support freedom, and believe in American values. But Hub.life is the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. Stop being silenced, guys. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. Well, let me see here. Yep, I believe so. On the telephone lines, we've got a special guest we haven't talked to in a long time. I believe it's Maria from Germany. Hello?
Uh-oh, it's Nelson.
Nelson, all right. Well, I'm waiting for Maria from Germany, but you go ahead till she calls in.
I just wanted a minute. I thought I'd let you know that the temperature in Valdosta is 70 degrees right now.
It was 75 when I started the show here.
That's right. I heard you say it was 74, so it's gone. But I also wanted to say that I saw a yard sign, a political yard sign, for the host of the morning show up here of mm-hmm. conservatives. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me his name?
Scott James, my buddy.
Yes.
Running for mayor.
That's right. And I was so pleased because I'd heard that he was running, and I think on your program, but maybe somewhere else. I read it or something.
Well, no, I've talked about it, and he's been on my program a couple of times. We're going to have him on some more.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay.
Plus, I'm going to attend a political rally up there.
Oh, be sure to let us know.
Well, believe me, when I come up there, I will let you know.
That's it.
That's
yep, because I'll be in Valdosta.
Very good. Yes. Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know that it was 70 degrees, and I consider that balmy.
It is.
As you know, I'm from Maine, and I heard your weather report on Maine, and I guess Maine's getting it.
Maine is getting a big-time winter storm right now. That's that thing that went up the coast last week, and it kind of hung around, and it really developed into a barn burner now as it goes through Maine. But we do have some bad weather headed your direction, possibly with some storms that are coming a little bit later.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm just so thankful for global warming that I just can't get over it. You have a good evening.
Thanks, Nelson. Okay, well, I kind of let the cat out of the bag there because I couldn't see the number, but I thought that was Maria. I know Maria's trying to call us right now, and sometimes the telephones don't cooperate quite as nicely as you might think they would. And she had just sent me an email and said she was going to call. You know, Maria, it's too bad you don't have Skype, because if you had Skype on your computer, you would call me on the Skype thing, which doesn't cost you as much. Now, let me see. All right. I think this is Maria. Is that you, Maria?
Yes, it's me. Hi.
All right. There you go. So I got you on the second trip. All right. So thank you very much for calling the show, and it's very nice to hear from you again.
Oh, I appreciate you taking my call, because I think I'm not allowed to opine on your politics. But...
Yes, you are.
Okay, thank you.
You want to talk about our border situation? Boy, have at it. We need all the help we can get. You're over there in Germany where they just let everybody in.
Yes. I want to say two things. At first, we are a land with a lot of immigrants who came here way before 2015, mm-hmm. guest workers who stayed in the end, and asylum seekers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the second generation is living here, and some are well integrated and some not. There are bad people among them and good, like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But like President Trump said, the land is full. We can't take more. Yes, and second, people who do crimes and ISIS people and fighters come also, and we don't need them because we have a lot of criminals on our own. And so I don't think we need more. And I talked yesterday with my brother-in-law, and he said to me, we don't need the criminals. We have a lot. He has nothing against the people who come here, do their work, do their share, and do everything. But being nice and friendly and want to be a part of Germany and not a part of another world, and that is really a good thing. But
Maria, are they finally going to get rid of Merkel over there? She's part of the problem.
Yes, and she said, send everybody home who doesn't live to the rules, and that is what we all think here, but yes, it's difficult because no party really does the things, and we have. Merkel is like the Republican Party. Yes, it's the mm-hmm. party on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
It's the conservative party, and mm-hmm. that is what I voted the last election. After 2015, because it was the only thing you could vote. You couldn't vote the other because they are more softly and, oh, don't do anything to them, and we take them all in. And yes, but...
Well, I have a question from one of your friends. You remember Dave?
Oh, yes.
Is it safe in Germany where you're at? Have you had attacks in your area? Are you safe where you're at?
Yes, we are safe here. I think we all think we are safe, but sometimes we read, there are got some ISIS fighters, they planned an attack, and but sometimes it will be that something happened, something bad happened. Then everybody says, oh, we have to do something again. But we have the borders all open in between the European countries, but...
Mm-hmm.
That's not bad, because we need it for our economy, but we had to save our borders to the other who are not European.
How is your economy over there in Germany right now?
Oh, it's great. It's great. It's nothing. Okay, some they have some indicators who say, oh, we have a second time that we don't grow, but there won't be nothing severe. So,
And even with all the people that you've got there that you're that came in, they're the immigrants. You're still able to cope with all that, and everybody's happy.
Yes, everybody's happy. Huh?
I take that back. They're not all happy because you got the bad guys and the good guys.
Yeah, okay, but we have a lot of good guys who want to be good, but we don't have work for them because they don't have skills. They don't know the language. They do language courses, but they...
So does the government then put them on the what we call the dole over here and give them money to live?
Sure, they get money to live, and that is another big problem because they are wandering from town to town, and they are saving.
Can I ask you how much money they get?
Oh, I don't know really, but they get for every child the same amount as we get, so that may be 300 euros and for every child, and that may be...
Well, I got about a minute left in this segment, Maria, and I don't want to keep you hanging on because I know this is costing you a fortune. So I want it in a minute's time. I want you to say what you want to America.
What I want to America, I want to say that you should close your borders. You should do something again because they will run you. They will run you off. They will do everything bad that they could do. And I understand that President Trump says, we are full. We can't take no more. And that must be the thing that you should do. Don't take them in. Don't let them in. You must be now. You must be now severe and say nobody comes in anymore. No more.
Well, Dave is saying once again, it's so great to hear your voice again, and he wanted to make sure that you knew that he was saying hello to Luke too.
Thank you. Hello to Copper and his parrot. I forgot his name. I don't know who the name is, but it will come to me when we...
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm running out of time here, and I know this is costing you a fortune. I really appreciate the fact that you called in to the program. We miss you here. Keep communicating the way that you have been on hub.life, and we definitely can see you over there when you communicate. And here comes the music, so I got to let you go, and you have a safe day.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Maria in Germany, everybody, and that's one of our favorite callers, and... you know, if she lived locally, she could call every night, but she doesn't. She lives in Germany. And I know that call must have cost her a bunch of money. So anyway, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we come back with our first military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kirstjen Nielsen has been battered by Democrats for separating families and criticized by President Trump for not being tough enough. She is now resigned. The president visited the border in Calexico, California on Friday, along with Nielsen. In a roundtable discussion, Nielsen tried to soften the image of border agents facing a steady flow of asylum seekers trying to get from Mexico into the United States.
We've already seen over 100 groups of over 100 people, which is 100 people reaching our border at one time that the Border Patrol goes and picks up. And they're being very, as usual, humble. They also save thousands of people.
But a softer image is not what President Trump wants now. Last week, he withdrew a nominee for Immigration and Customs Enforcement Administrator, saying he would prefer someone tougher. Kevin McAleenan, Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, will become the acting secretary. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in the Boston, Massachusetts metro area in Concord, Mass. And the other one down here in the Tampa Bay area in Clearwater, Florida. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, you got no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, maybe you've come out of school, maybe you've come out of the military, you've got a skill, don't know where or how to use it, well, I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two locations to better serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. And, by the way, they are increasing the size of that campus to handle the new surge of students that they're getting there, because they know that the most, one of the most in-demand jobs right now around the world is that as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, the other location is right down here in Florida, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area, because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. You heard me say that right. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, once you get your certification from the FAA and you get your papers in your hand the day you graduate, you will probably already have a job in your hand, because 95% of them do before they even graduate. The graduates have a job in their hand. Now, these jobs start at $50, $60, $70, $80,000 a year or more, depending on whether or not you get to go overseas or not. So please check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. This will be one of the most significant moves you've ever made in your lifetime. Give them a call also, 800-659-2080, to find out more. Schedule a tour. Schedule a tour. Find out what they're all about and see what they have to offer. The number again, 800-659-2080, or go online. Schedule a tour at naa.edu, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. The phone number again, 800-659-2080. There you go. Now, veterans, lawmakers have had plenty to say about the VA Mission Act, and they proposed excess standards for community care. Congressman Andy Biggs, Michael Waltz, and others are saying they want to give veterans more health care options. And to that, I say that's fine with me, because the reason some people have stayed away from the veterans and gone a different route is simple. They can't get a timely appointment and get in and be seen on a regular basis as frequently as some people can in some of these installations around the country. Now, here's the problem. Combat-related injuries were always supposed to be given the priority at the Veterans Hospital. That was the way it was supposed to be. They had the number one priority. But all that went away a few years ago. And it kind of went back to first come, first serve. However you hit the dust, that's what you're doing. So you had guys in there that had a cold or had the flu, along with somebody that might have taken shrapnel and couldn't move his hands or had headaches from PTSD or whatever. Priorities just weren't what they should have been. Now, while many lawmakers and veterans are excited about the improvements to VA health care, there's still a lot of misinformation going around about the VA Mission Act. And I don't know why that is. It's out there to be seen and read about. All you got to do is Google VA Mission Act and boom, you're there. And Concerned Veterans for America is one of the groups that set the record straight with a breakdown of myths and facts about the new VA health care law. All you got to do is go to cv4a.org, cv, the number 4a.org. Now, Congress may now finally be focused on ending the 17-year war in Afghanistan and reestablishing the Congressional War Powers Act. At least that's what we're reading. Now, will they remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan? They'll probably remove some, but not all. Will they repeal the 2001 authorization for use of military force? I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they have enough support for that. So, stay here. Keep it on, and we'll let you know what we know when we know it. Now, something that slipped under the radar last week, and I did not see this until Sunday, was two Islamic extremists were arrested by police in Paris, France, after allegedly plotting to massacre a kindergarten full of children. Now, the two men, both 20 years of age, were arrested on March the 25th and sent them on which is a Paris suburb, with the Paris prosecutor charging them over plotting to kill children and police officers. Now, one of the men involved is said to have been known to the General Directorate of Homeland Security, France's international intelligence agency known as the DGSI, and the man who investigators consider the mastermind of the plot admitted after his arrest that he wanted to enter the kindergarten, attack the children, and kill the responding police that were showing up. Thank God they nipped that before it had a chance of happening. And before we get into one of our military stories here, it looks like as if, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a third summit is being set up right now between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. That's a good thing. We wish them well with that. We certainly hope it happens, because there's been some reports of activity at the missile site, kind of sporadic, not really anything very directional, but a crane moved here, some equipment moved there, and that's about all that we can tell you about that at the moment. Now, also, the Pentagon will not entertain Turkey's plan to set up a bilateral working group aimed at tempering the U.S. fears over the looming acquisition of the Russian air defenses, the S-400 defensive missile system. And as a result, Turkey will not be getting the F-35 planes that they've requested. So, where do we go from here? Well, Turkey is trying to discuss with the United States how they get the planes that they thought they were going to get. But the United States is holding firm with, hey, guess what? If you put in the S-400 missile system, you don't get our planes. Instead, we'll offer you our Patriot missile batteries for about one-half the normal cost if you want the planes. Okay. Let's see what happens there. By the way, don't forget that we are keeping our eyes on Eddie Gallagher, Chief Petty Officer's Eddie Gallagher's trial, the Navy SEAL. Obviously, the eve of the twin war crimes, court-martial trials targeting a SEAL and his platoon leader. Prosecutors have moved to rip a trio of holdout witnesses away from a Texas attorney who's been jockeying to win them immunity from future charges because they were involved in this somehow, some way. And it's all going to come out in the end here. And hopefully the truth will come out there, because Eddie Gallagher is a man with an intense military record that others couldn't even come close to have. And it appears that this is one of those he said, she said things again, where the SEALs were trying to put somebody on the spot for actions that they themselves had taken part in. I don't know. And by the way, one of the Gold Star mothers, Karen Vaughn, told me a while back that Eddie Gallagher was the leader of the unit that her son was in, Aaron Vaughn. All right, we'll be right back with more, and we're going to take another look at the highways and byways across the country. We got Denise Simon coming up in the next segment, late in the segment, before the top of the hour, to talk about some stuff. But don't go anywhere, because Kathy's going to tell you how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All righty, Hey, that's Lena Martin up there somewhere in the Ice Road Trucker Haven. I don't really think they're out there in the lakes anymore. I think things have warmed up a little bit up there. It's in the northwest, so maybe he's back to doing what he normally does. But in the meantime, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. Check them out online. Four dealerships to better serve you. And remember the four words: you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, current or retired, get preferred pricing, saving you thousands of dollars on a brand new vehicle. And I am driving a brand new 2019 Moss Titan. Had 11 miles on it when I got it on Saturday. They sold my truck again to Sergeant Major. I won't mention his name because we don't do that. Up in Paducah, Kentucky. He picked it up on Saturday. And we appreciated being able to meet him. And again, you know, it is what it is. What can I tell you? They got it's the best dealership, in my humble opinion, anywhere in the United States, and I've done a lot of business over the years with some pretty good dealers, but these guys are the best. Moss Family Automotive. That's M-A-U-S. Now, severe thunderstorms, capable of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes will be possible from the northern Gulf Coast to the southern Mid-Atlantic on Monday. Now, by Tuesday, a storm system is expected to develop over the Rockies, then rapidly intensify across the central and northern plains. The potential exists for heavy snow, strong winds, heavy rainfall, and flooding, and oh, boy, here we go again. I-80, I-90, I-70, right there in that corridor. You are going to get socked again towards the middle of the week and into the weekend. Wow. Now, let me go out west, first of all, to Washington State. You're looking pretty good in Washington State. Some scattered showers there. Let me drift on down to Oregon. You've got quite a bit of rain over in the I-5 area in Oregon. Going on down to the California line, where in Northern California you have rain tonight. And you've got some winds in Southern Oregon. You've also got some rain in Eastern Oregon, which continues over into Idaho. Most of central Idaho has got rain, including around Boise. And you've got some rain with a mix in it. Could be a little bit of that wintry stuff in the mountainous areas to the east and north of Boise, as well as up in Montana, where it's currently raining in some areas along I-15. However, there is some snow in the higher elevations due north of the northwest corner of Wyoming tonight, and some mixed precipitation in the eastern part of Idaho going down into Wyoming. Also, I-15 south going down into Utah, down below Salt Lake City, the mountains to the east, the mountains coming up towards Wyoming. And then when you get up in Wyoming tonight, you've got snow in central Wyoming all the way to the Montana border. You've got some mixed precipitation on the South Dakota, Wyoming and Montana corridor right there, right about where Rapid City is, right about in that area. You've also got high winds down in Colorado tonight, high winds in New Mexico, some high winds in Arizona, Kingman, Arizona, that area, and Las Vegas, high winds in that area, plus a chance for possibly some precipitation. We'll have to wait and see what happens. And then when you take a look at North Dakota, along I-90, over towards Fargo and over towards Bismarck, scattered showers. However, that north-south corridor, again, on both sides of the state, Minnesota and North Dakota, from Minot down to Fargo, and from the Canadian border down to Moorhead, you've got scattered showers there. You've got fog up in the northern section of Minnesota tonight, scattered areas of fog there. You've got fog along the northeastern side of Wisconsin, which leads us to Green Bay. You've got some rain down the Mississippi Valley in the central and western part of Mississippi along the river. You've got rain in the northeastern part of Louisiana up there along the river, just south of the Arkansas border, where you've got rain across the Arkansas border. Now, there are some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings that are up now for the Pensacola, Florida area, the Mobile, Alabama area, also in the New Orleans area, as these showers, these severe storms that we just told you about that could possibly have some tornadoes in them, are starting to move across the Gulf. And they will be following the course, it looks like the track, of the northern part of Florida before they cut up into Alabama and Georgia. So be on the alert, and if you have a weather radio, leave it turned on. Leave the emergency beeper turned on for the weather radio. It could save your life. There are some possibilities, some really bad storms in this mix coming across the southeast tonight, the deep south. And you got a little bit of fog tonight in Savannah, Georgia, and going up towards Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And then up in Maine, the only big-time snowstorm that I know about is going on in Maine right now. Winter storm warning. There's going to be a foot or more up there in Maine tonight from the central part of Maine all the way to the Nova Scotia line. And there you have it. And again, Moss Family Automotive brings you our report. All right. On a telephone line right now, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
Good morning.
I don't know what's more important. Kirsten Nielsen can wait, but I think Devin Nunes and his report that he's giving eight classified referrals, criminal referrals, to the AG this week. And then again, you got Senator. You got Vice President Joe Biden's son, who's wrapped up in this Ukraine thing now.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't know where to go. So I guess we'll go with Nunes.
Nunes thinks that there is at least two dozen and possibly up to three dozen names that will be on a criminal referral to the Department of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
For, you know, in their testimony lying before Congress.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know those names yet.
Nope.
And these aren't the first ones, by the way, because going back to the Kavanaugh hearings, Senator Grassley had done, I think, two or three criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. So the bigger question then becomes, will those go anywhere? And
right.
Will we learn those names?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know about that yet.
Nope. That's kind
of... I have read some of the testimonies that Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia has released. I haven't read them all. I read Nellie Orr's. Hers was quite fascinating to put in context.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the middle of reading a couple right now. it's really quite remarkable. Biden, he's got bigger issues than just this whole touchy-feely thing going on. And you know, I will tell you that you know that somebody in the Obama administration had given him some heads up all along for his invading, you know, other people's personal space.
Sure, absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, we know that these referrals, these criminal referrals, some of them are going to go back into the Obama administration. We just don't know how far back.
Correct.
Yeah, so we're just going to sit here. I'm not going to speculate. I'm going to wait till the names come out, and eventually they will, and then we'll go from there. We'll let all the talking heads that made all the mistakes before make them all over again so we look like we're brilliant. But anyway, hold that thought, Denise, and we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Let all these other people that get paid the big bucks go out there and say, well, this, and it all turns out to be wrong. Good God. We'll just sit there and we'll take it as it comes. All right, Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along. I'll be right back after the top of the hour with news and more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.